I am extremely fortunate to have a great coaching staff at the high school I work at, Millennium High School in Goodyear, Arizona. One of my coaches really helps me stay focused on my message when it comes in terms of balance therapy with the ball, and that's Jennifer, who is a biology major, and she understands the point I'm getting across, which is huge, and she can put into words that that scientifically make sense of what I'm speaking about. Having said that, I have a big push of trying to get as many soccer players to learn how to be more proficient with the ball through balance therapy with the ball. And there's just not enough of that. You do have the soccer junkies of the world that just have to play soccer. They have to be touching the soccer, but they're just addicted to the game. And then you have another segment of the community, the soccer community, which is the multi-sport athlete and the ones that are in families that are trying to build their kids to be well-rounded and so many different things, and they kind of get distracted from the importance of technique, and they miss that window of learning the technique because they never fell in love with the ball, the game, just because their household wasn't predicated to get them to be in that environment. So I have to find a way to convince young women, because I coach girls soccer, to understand if they do these things every day, 7 days a week, that they'll become proficient with the ball and it'll change their game entirely. So it's very important that you're able to use the biology term to explain how the brain connects to the body, and it's unlimited. There's no end number that we're aware of how many times you can connect your body. The thing is, what I'm trying to get across to everybody is, once you learn a skill, a different kind of a movement of balance, don't do it again. Start working on variations of that balance to become off balance again, to become balanced, if that makes sense. You have to keep training over and over in off balance situations where you don't feel off balance, and then you'll be able to become quicker, faster, stronger. The amount of electricity that is produced from your brain, from firing your muscles to contract, to move, to have motions that will give you an advantage over the competition, is endless. And it's a hard thing to communicate, because it just doesn't happen without the effort and the work that has to be put in. So if you get anything from this one podcast, if you want to be a better athlete, you have to work on balance. And we all kind of know that, but we don't know the power of balance. If I was going to get a football player, if I wanted to train a football player, I would teach him all the balance I can with the soccer ball to get their feet under them so they can be more quick, they can be more agile, they can change direction. I would put them in karate and different things. I would put them in so many different balance situations that they would learn how to move. So when you say multi-sport athlete, oh, he's in football, he's in t-ball, and he's a multi-sport athlete. Yeah, I get there's different motions, but if they're not in with a technical coach in every sport, nothing will change. Multi-sport athlete means nothing. That's why when kids are with non-technical coaches, meaning they focus on tactics, they're not going to get better. They won't. They won't get better unless that coach takes a priority of teaching technique. When you teach technique, what are you doing? You're teaching their body how to move. So think about that, multi-sport athlete enthusiasts. If you don't have the right coaches in every different sport that focus on the individual technique of movement, they're not going to be the athlete that you claim them to be because they played multiple sports. It's just not the case. So anyways, that's my message today. I'm out.